Manu Patra alerts dated the 22nd of March 2019. Madhya Pradesh High Court has observed that mere non-filing of income tax return would not automatically dislodge the source of income of the complainant in a cheque-bounce case under Section 138 of the Negotiable Instruments Act. Bombay High Court has held that a power distribution licensee cannot demand charges or consumption of electricity for a period of more than 2 years preceding the date of first demand of such charges unless the amount of money owed is reflected in the electricity bill during the two-year period. Supreme Court has reiterated that even in contract matters, a writ petition under Article 226 of the Constitution of India can be entertained by the High Court when there is arbitrariness on the part of the state. Supreme Court has directed that the matter pertaining to filling up of vacancies in police forces be entertained and monitored by the respective high courts, and towards this end, Supreme Court has requested high courts to register SUOMOTHUPILS in this regard. Delhi High Court has stayed order of Jawaharlal Nehru University, JNU, Executive Council barring office bearers of JNU Students Union, JNUSU, from attending meetings of various schools and courses because they did not provide separate bills of their individual expenses during student union polls. Delhi High Court, while retaining a decision by a single judge, has directed registration of FIR against former Delhi Police Commissioner Amiraj Kumar and former CBI Inspector Vinod Kumar Pandey for preparing forged documents in a CBI case. Bombay High Court has directed a BJP co-operator to pay 24 lakh rupee compensation in connection with an attack on a civic squad for removing illegal hoardings put up by him and his associates last year. Bombay High Court has restrained industrialist Vijay Patsinkhania from releasing his autobiography The Incomplete Man till the 25th of March. Madras High Court has restrained registrar of companies from initiating criminal prosecution against IT major Cognizant Technology Solutions over alleged discrepancies in the appointment of whole-time directors and violation of the Companies Act. Madras High Court has refused to quash charges framed against former Union Communications and Information Technology Minister Dayanidhi Maran, his brother Kalanithi Maran and others in the illegal telephone exchange case. Madras High Court has convicted 9 people to life imprisonment in a case related to attack on office of Tamil Daily Dinakaran in 2007 in which 3 men were killed. Judicial First Class Magistrate Court in Kannur in Kerala has summoned Arnav Goswami, editor-in-chief of Republic TV, in a criminal defamation case filed for allegedly humiliating Keralites during a channel discussion. Kerala High Court has observed that lack of parental care is perhaps one of the reasons for child getting addicted to online games, while dealing with a petition by a child seeking permission to appear for plus 2 examination of CBSE, despite attendance shortage. Punjab and Haryana High Court has held that the expression magistrate appearing in Section 26 of the Evidence Act would include executive magistrate also, and observed that confession in police custody made in immediate presence of executive magistrate is admissible. A Special National Investigation Agency, NIA, court has acquitted 4 people, including main accused Swamir Seemanand, in the 2007 Samjhota train bombing case. European Union's antitrust regulators fined Google with €1.49 billion for abusing its dominance in the online search market by blocking rivals. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, NCLAT, has set aside the liquidation order of Jyoti Structures Limited and said that Mumbai bench of National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, should consider a fresh 4,000 crore rupee resolution plan submitted by Sharad Sanghi and others. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, NCLAT, has held that statutory liability, including income tax and value-added tax dues, of debt-ridden companies are operational debt, which will now allow the concerned revenue departments to be treated as operational creditors. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, NCLAT, has asked Resolution Professional of SR Steel India to call a fresh meeting of Committee of Creditors, COC, of company to consider redistribution of funds from ArcelorMittal's 42,000 rupee crore resolution plan. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, NCLAT, has held that Income Tax Department of Central Government and other local authorities who are entitled for dues arising out of existing law can initiate corporate insolvency resolution process against such companies who owe them the dues. London court has remanded Nirav Modi in custody till next hearing on the 29th of March, a day after the local police arrested the fugitive jeweller who is accused of defrauding Punjab National Bank of more than 13,000 crore.